A study of child protection workers across Queensland has found many commonly face traumatic stress as part of their work but find it hard to seek help. Child protection workers are exposed to the worst cases of child neglect and abuse, as well as the threat of violence from children's parents and family members. James Cook University researchers found that workers were often bullied or labelled not up to the job for seeking help. Rachel Mealy reports.
Child protection workers come across Australia's most traumatised children as part of their working week. Dr. Fiona Oates is from the School of Social Work at James Cook University. She says child protection workers are critical to protecting vulnerable children.
Most child protection workers throughout their career will experience, particularly if they're investigating child abuse and neglect, they will be witness to that child abuse and neglect. Often child protection workers take children to have medical assessments because of some suspected abuse or neglect.
Dr. Oates conducted in-depth interviews with 13 people working in child protection from 2015 to 2017.
And what emerged really strongly was people's experience of traumatic stress as a result of undertaking their duties and also their difficulty finding a way forward in terms of help and to resolve those symptoms.
She says the workers reported many symptoms of traumatic stress, including headaches and interrupted sleep.
Difficulty relaxing, so switching off from work, difficulty connecting with their partners and or children outside of their workplace, feelings of doom, so intrusive thoughts, anxiety, depression, feeling that they shouldn't be doing the work, and difficulty managing time.
Dr. Oates spoke mainly to people who work for statutory child protection agencies or Aboriginal-controlled medical organisations. She says while individual workers acknowledge that exposure to violence and trauma is an inevitable part of the job, they were reluctant to seek help to deal with their stress.
Many were concerned that they would be considered not able to cope with the workload, that they were incompetent, that they weren't cut out for the work. And so actually none of the people in the study did access those internal counselling services.
Dr. Oates says there are cultural issues within the statutory bodies that need to be addressed.
I think there is a suite of support available. The participants did talk about what support was available, interestingly, but they also said that they didn't access it. So I think there is a cultural issue, organisational issue, as to why workers are not accessing those supports.
That's James Cook University's Dr. Fiona Oates, ending Rachel Mealy's report.